Your station for the Seasiders.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
Neil, another fantastic result.
It was. It was, I think, a little bit of a game of two halves again. I think Crewe dominated the ball possession. But to the credit of the team, they never really created that many chances. And second half, we moved the ball in a lot quicker and found the man in the space and got our just rewards in the end, because I think we could have scored more than two. But certainly happy with two. A little bit a luck with the first one, a little bit of a deflection, but well-deserved the second and well-deserved victory, I think.
And the hard work was a big key as well. Despite nicking those two goals, you know, you stuck in at it.
Well, I'm not so sure we nicked them, but... you know, the goals come because we passed the ball a lot better second half and we moved it a lot quicker to create the space for ourselves, and that's very pleasing. But the team are working extremely hard for each other, and it shows in another clean sheet.
At the start of the season, August, September, a bit sticky, but October, fantastic.
Well, I think that's a measure of how the lads have stepped up to the plate and improved themselves by learning from the mistakes. We've still got lots and lots of work to do to keep on improving, but... we've set a little bit of a standard now. We're on a little bit of a run, and the boys can't wait for the next game to come along.
Yeah, and that's the key now, isn't it? Just keep this run going.
Well, it is. And it's vitally important that we create chances, which we have been doing. And it's vitally important that we stick the ball in the back of the net, because we look quite solid at the back.
Back four, yeah, fantastic. But your front two were a pest throughout.
Yes, they were. Mark and Jack are... You know, they're not the biggest centre-forwards, but they've been given a lot of respect off all the centre-halves in the teams that we've played, and speaking to the managers, and they caused havoc today, I think.
And just how nice will it be to look at the table tonight and see that you're not in the bottom four?
Well, it's always nice, isn't it? I think the start that we had put the pressure on ourselves, but we're starting to grow as a team, and we're still a young team and still learning and still getting to know each other. But the signs look good at the moment, and we must try and keep that going as much as we can.
Henry Cameron out of the squad today. Any situation with that you can update us on?
No, he's fine. He's hit the proverbial brick wall, and he just needs a little bit of a rest. He's been brilliant so far. And if you think that he's played the majority of the games and only been a young lad and sometimes carried the team early on, he just needs a little bit of a rest to recharge his batteries, and he'll come back raring to go again, hopefully.
We did get Emerson Boyce back on the pitch as well, which was good, but Martin Patterson, still no sign for him?
No, Martin was very close, but we're not going to take any chances. I'm hoping that he's going to be fit for next week.
And we move on to that game next week against Bury, and they've started very well this season.
They have. They've signed some good players, and they've spent well, and they're putting the ball in the back of the net. So it's going to be a tough ask for us, but we're in good form and we're full of confidence, and we look forward to the game.